You've been to like a grocery store before?
Yeah.
Like a Safeway? Like Safeway.
Sure.
Or Save On Foods, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Not the Aldi or the Netto, though. That's over here.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you've been, right?
Like, to get produce or cereal, you know,
that
or milk.
The area, deodorant. Like, right by the cashier, or the checkout, right?
Bananas. There's bananas there.
But right up at that area there, yeah. You know what that area should be called? It should be roped off, like a velvet rope, and it should have a name for that zone.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm done shopping, and I wish to pay zone.
Okay.
And it should not be called, yeah, I've done most of my shopping, I'm just going to leave this stuff here while I wander around and look for some more stuff.
Right, yeah, that's wordy, too.
Who does that? 90% of people do that. 90% of people do that. Have you ever done that? Have you ever walked up, or regularly, do you regularly put your stuff on the conveyor belt, people behind you, like, excuse yourself, oh, excuse me, and walk past them to go continue shopping?
No.
Of course you don't, because you're a human being. These animals, right, at, yeah, the store. I got nowhere to go now. I'm just angry.
Okay. All right.
If you're listening,
deep breath. Take a deep
breath.
If the
guy at the Netto, the guy at the Aldi, if you're listening, honestly, just go shop somewhere else, man. That was terrible. That's good.
I like it.
No, we had a good big buildup and then just no ending.
No, that's what's good about it. It's the fact that it fell flat after the big buildup. Those are the best. Those are the best jokes.
We'll try it again. Best comedy.
Yeah.
Nah, we'll do it again next week, buddy.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 465 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam. Vancouver.
It's got, you had Vegas snuck in there too.
Yeah, there's a lot of words. That was a word salad.
Joey Vegas.
Yeah.
How was Vegas? How was it?
Vegas was fun.
Big winner?
Well, we didn't lose.
You know who did win?
Who?
Robert Redford.
Yeah. No, okay, so here's, we gambled throughout we were there 3 days. We got Thursday, came back Sunday, but we got there Thursday night. So really 2 full days. Okay. And we gambled pretty much on a variety of things, roulette, slots, sports, book. Like, I like gambling on sports because I feel like, mm-hmm, I know a little bit more about that, so I want to use my education towards my potential winning, because then I feel smart.
You're not a slot machine expert?
No, I'm not a slot machine expert, and I never seem to win anything at the slots, but I do like the blinking lights, so there's that.
Another gin and tonic, please.
Yeah, so basically how it went was I won... I bet on 5 different sporting events and I went 5 for 5. Okay. So I wasn't betting huge amounts. I was betting about $25.
Was this a parlay?
No, if it had been, I would still be in Vegas. That would have been amazing. So I went 5 for 5.
Your wife would have gone home, but you would have stayed.
Yeah. I won on a basketball game and then 4 hockey games in one day in a row. So like one night, the Thursday night we got there, or Friday night, I bet on the last game of the night by the time I got to the sports book, and it was a basketball game, and then they won. They covered the spread by like a point, so it just barely won. Mm. And then the following day, went on a tear betting on hockey and picked 4 games out of 4 on hockey. And basically, so I may have won, I don't know, $150, $160 just betting on the sports games. And probably over the 3 days of slots and roulette and stuff, gave 130 of it back. So I was marginally up. So I call it a win. If you don't give your money to Vegas, then it's a win.
Yeah, when we were there, you were there on my stag, right?
Yes.
Oh, you came. That was the night. Yeah, that was the night we picked you up at the airport. You came a day late-er.
Right.
You probably came. You came on time. We went a day early, I'll be honest with you. That was a horrible error on our part. But Yeah, we had spent, there's about eight of us had spent the entire day, like an 8 hour, 10 hour stretch at the blackjack table at the Mirage, if I remember correctly, which was okay. My stag party, so I don't think I do remember correctly. But we spent like an 8 hour stretch. We had the whole table to ourselves, and because nobody was winning. But the point being, after 8 hours, I walked out of there and I was up $5.
Right.
However, if I'm, you know, looking back, I had 31 drinks.
Yeah, so you're a winner.
So I came out, yeah, somebody won on that one. So that's how it works. If you break even, you're a big winner in Vegas.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was the gambling side of it. And then we did a lot of, you know, walking around as you do.
Hang on. If you're gonna walk around Vegas, you need walking shoes. You know where you get those?
Amazon.
Get them on Amazon. Black Friday today.
Oh yeah, this is a big shopping day, and Amazon.
Yeah.
I've been getting little things from Amazon saying, "Hey, huge Black Friday deal." So yes. I haven't bought anything, but I'm guessing that there's some deals to be had.
I suppose so. I don't really go in for the Black Friday stuff myself. However, if you do, click through our site, help us out. We appreciate
it. Maybe some deals on like memory cards and all that.
Usually
stuff,
that's right? About when this comes out. Yeah, you can get memory cards for very, very cheap. And I recommend getting some of those usually. I'm set. I'm flush with those right now.
I can always use another one.
Right. Okay. Do that. Back to Vegas. What else did you invent? What was the plan?
Well, we were basically there to see the hockey game. We wanted to go see the Edmonton Oilers Las Vegas Knights hockey game on Saturday night. And we did that. And we got, you know, reasonably priced tickets and sat in the upper bowl. I put a picture of one of the goals from our seat after Vegas had scored. Mm-hmm. It was a really good experience. There was a ton of Oiler fans in Vegas for it. Like there was just orange jerseys all over the place. And for those who don't follow hockey, Edmonton has the top two players in scoring in the league by like a mile. Like they are it's basically like the 1980s in hockey this year for the Edmonton Oilers. They are scoring at a pace that is unheard of. Like
is
since
it Connor McDavid?
Connor McDavid and then Leon Draisaitl, the German. I think he's German, Draisaitl.
Is he?
Yeah, they're 1-2 in the league in scoring, and they are they play on the same line, which is you know, one gets a point, the other one usually does too. But they are just destroying. They're on a pace for two players have not scored this much since Jágr and Lemieux in the mid 90s.
Wow.
So it is crazy what they're doing, and they did not disappoint. Connor McDavid had two goals, Draisaitl had three assists. They dominated the whole game. They're worth the price of admission alone, and they are kind of taking their show around, and so it was a hot ticket and a fun game to go to watch.
Okay, I need to find out where everybody's from here now.
Draisaitl's German. I'm sure he's German.
Oh, he's from Köln. Just up the road about 4 hours.
There you go. So get your Draisaitl jersey.
It's also Bonn. It's just like two cities right by each other, Köln and Bonn. There you go.
Sam's Christmas present, Draisaitl jersey.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll do that. Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah. So we did that, went to the game, and then that was the Saturday night. On the Friday night, we kind of decided we were going to go to a Cirque show. We'd been to one Cirque show in Vegas a number of years ago, and we're a bit underwhelmed. And so that was our only experience with Cirque du Soleil, and sort of thought, maybe not for us. But we gave it another go and went to the Beatles Love show. And it was phenomenal. It was so good. We both loved it. And can't go wrong with all the great music. And I don't know, have you ever been to Cirque du Soleil?
No, I've not.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want to say 7, 8, and I don't know how many shows in Vegas that are Cirque shows. Each big hotel seems to have their own Cirque show. So the one we went to, I think it was the Mirage. I think it was the Mirage that we went to, or MGM, one of those ones. And anyways, it was amazing. Sort of a totally different experience than the first Cirque show that we'd seen. So really, really good time. So we did that. And then the rest of it was basically walking around, gambling, and then eating at a variety of restaurants. Because that's one thing Vegas is not short on, is just food, like every kind imaginable. But we had some good food too.
Nice. Did you go to the Brazilian all you can eat steak place?
No, we didn't do any all you can eat anything. We just ate the normal portions. Yeah, that are way too big at the American restaurants.
Oh, they are indeed. But the Brazilian place, oddly worth it.
Well, we went to a French place that we'd been last time.
Okay.
And it's called, and if anyone's going to Vegas in the near future, this is my number one recommendation. And this is the second time we've been. It is absolutely fantastic for breakfast, brunch. It's called Mon Ami Gabi in the Paris hotel. It's sort of right on the street. So you can sit on the balcony if you want, if it's nice enough in the weather. But the food there is so unbelievably amazing. And it's not ridiculously overpriced the way a lot of things are for food in Vegas. So that's Mon Ami Gabi. That's our spot. That's my number one.
What's French food? What is French food in Vegas? What does that mean? Like what do you eat?
What do we have? We had some crepes. We had sort of like, they have some nice breads. They have like a very special fancied bacon that they make. That's almost like, it's almost like candied.
Yep.
And
how do you pronounce it? Queer? I don't know.
I don't know. The bacon was the greatest thing ever. I've never had bacon so good. Like it's mind blowing. But yeah, the combination of the bread, the crepes, the bacon. Then we had sort of like a sort of egg scramble thing. We shared a couple of things. So everything was delightful. As was it was our same experience last time.
Because when I was in France, like when I went to Normandy, for example, like I try to eat the regional stuff, and in Normandy, everything is moules et frites, like mussels and fries. They sell mussels. Which I'm not a huge humongous.
I'm not
fan.
A muscles person either. No, it's not for
me. Obviously I am, but
okay, but just not for eating.
Yeah, I meant under the shirt. But I'm not a humongous fan, considering you know they're basically the filter for the ocean. But they're everywhere, so I did eat them. But I can't imagine. I kind of have a rule that I don't eat seafood inland, in Vegas included.
Yeah. We didn't eat any seafood while we were there. I had the same rule.
Yeah. Hey, is this salmon fresh? You're in the desert.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I'm looking at a couple of photos here. This is your wife. Did you get one of besides the two of you at T-Mobile Arena, did you get the two of you? Is that your anniversary or her birthday photo then?
Sure.
Okay. So you didn't, no other ones of the two of you together?
No, I think she took a couple on her phone, just of us in the hotel. But no, I don't think we took any, no other ones on the Fuji. Like I just brought the Fuji, like I said, I was going to do.
Right.
What I did want to mention is in Vegas, if anyone's going to Vegas, and they want to take some photos, don't even bring a flash. Don't bring a flash.
Right.
You probably won't need your pop-up either. When you go outside at night, a lot of the trucks and vehicles have big LED panels on the side of them advertising. So that because it's a night town and most of the people on this are walking around at night, like during the daytime, it's pretty quiet walking along the strip, or at least in the earlier part of the day. But as it gets to night, the amount of people on the sidewalks, it triples. People going from hotel to hotel and walking to shows and whatnot. So all these vehicles that are driving on the road, right beside the road, have these huge light panels. And so there's a photo I posted, I think two different ones that are lit by different varying LED panels. So there's one where there's the light on my wife is kind of, I think it's the Bellagio that's in behind her. And so you see a big hotel behind her. See that photo? And there's a fountain and stuff. So that's lit by a truck. You see, I left the light. There's a intersection right there. So there's a light. So as they stop at the light, you'll get a variety of different colors of light that you can use, because we're maybe 10 feet from the street to illuminate your subject. And you can use that wherever you want to stop to illuminate your subject with whatever background. So I have one there and then a totally different colored light. So there's one where you see the street. And again, just off camera right, there's another one of these vehicles giving some light, obviously less bright than the one in the Bellagio photo. But again, just enough light to illuminate your subject. So no need for any kind of pop-up flash, and you get a much more directional light, which is, for shooting people, a lot more pleasing anyway. So, yeah, cool place to shoot because you have all these different light sources to work with. Plus, there's always these, you know, overhead lights that are panels. Like, you can see in the background, like, you know, just how many crazy different light sources. So depending on where you stand, you can use all sorts of things to light your portraits.
Oh, very cool. I just popped a Vegas picture from my Vegas trip into the Dropbox for you to have a look at. So we did the same lighting. This wasn't my stag.
I feel like it's dangerous what you might be putting in there from Vegas. Mm. Do I see it?
Should be in the two hosers thing there, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see.
But you're right. Lots of lights. Lots of lights.
That's not good. And there's pop-up flash there. That's not good.
I didn't take it. I'm in the photo.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Are you going to post that?
What's the statute of limitations on that? I got to check. That's been 9 years since that one. So yeah, I think I got to wait. I'm going to wait a year.
Okay.
Next summer, that'll be posted. Oh, in the summer, six months. 6 months, that'll be 10 years.
So that, I think that's about right. Anyways, there's Vegas. That was Vegas.
Nice. You only took the X100. Did you bring a charger? What'd you do?
No, I pre-charged. I have two batteries, and I pre-charged both batteries, and never had to use the second battery. So there you go. Yeah, awesome. It was. And I, you know, used it a fair amount. I probably had it with me every day and walking around and turning it off. And I didn't necessarily take a ton of photos. But the camera was in use, and so the battery did amazingly well considering how much I was turning it off and on.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. One battery, no charger, and had one to spare.
And you did not. So you didn't even bring the charger. You're like, you know what? No. If it runs out, it runs out.
Yeah, I figured two batteries worth. That's as many photos as I need to be taking.
Done. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Meanwhile. I went and saw a movie last night. I go to movies almost never. In fact, I'll bet you don't go that often anymore, do you?
No, because my kids now, we just drop them off with their friends and then they just go into the theater and we don't have
to. Right, but you could go to see a movie, right?
I like going to see movies, but
I have the giant screen
at home and a crazy sound system. Like for me, the theater doesn't do anything for me anymore.
Yeah. There's certain movies I need to see on the big screen though. And for me it's way more difficult. Like you have a theater every Starbucks has a movie theater in it now, right? Like you can't go where you are. I mean, for me, like we have a two movie theaters in town, here in Tübingen, but they generally show the movies in German. Even if they're English movies, they show them with dubbed in German, which I can't stand. And then every once in a while they'll show movies in the original English, but they'll throw German subtitles on, which I can't stand. Like I can't do that because I'm just obsessive. I have to check their translation the entire movie, so I don't pay attention to the movie. I'm just wondering like that's not how you say it. Is that how you say that? Or maybe I learned something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand it. However. Near the army base in Stuttgart, near one of the army, there's three army bases, I think. There's a English speaking theater, and so they show all first run stuff. So it's about a 45-minute drive from my house. So that's one barrier to entry where I'm like, you know what? I really have to want to see that movie in the theater. And so typically, I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood because I wanted to see that. I felt like that would be a theater movie because Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to see Ford v. Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that would be, you kind of have to see that on the big screen and the sound, et cetera, because I've heard, you know, great sound design. So, because I had worked as a cameraman on the documentary of the same story called The 24-Hour War, which is on Netflix now, by the way. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. So I went to see that last night. Cannot think of a better movie I've seen in the last 10 years.
Wow.
It is outstanding.
Praise. Yeah.
It is. Well, movies suck now. That's one thing. But this movie was so good. I can't, the writing, the acting, the camera work, the sound design, everything. A 2.5-hour movie went by like that. So if you have not seen it, definitely go see this movie.
Okay.
A little surreal for me too, because like they're talking and some of the characters in the movie, and I talked to him at Goodwood, or you know, I know about that story because so and so in the interview he talked about this, like, and at one point they go, I won't spoil the story, the four guys go to Italy to go and meet with Enzo Ferrari.
Right.
And he was obviously dead for quite some time, but I was there. I was at, you know, and they go, oh, we're going to Modena. They call it something else. They call it Modena or something like that. But I was there in Modena, and it's like, holy cow, I know where that is. You know, so that was kind of surreal for me. I wanted to turn to the other three guys in the movie theater and just show them pictures of when I was there, but I don't think they cared.
Right.
They were busy texting, so it didn't matter. But I do know that like this whole, like, the movie's so good, it'll definitely be nominated for Best Picture. If it doesn't win, I'll be shocked and disappointed. It's really that amazing. Definitely go see it. And I know that Carolla's excited because this extra buzz generated is caused, you know, is what basically sold his documentary to Netflix because of this. And so we'll have a talk with director Nate Adams yesterday, and we'll have him on the show soon, and hopefully Carolla to talk a little bit about that and what they're doing.
Cool.
Check it out. All right. Shoot anything interesting this week.
I talked about what I shot that was interesting.
Yeah, we got yours out of the way. So what did I shoot? Oh, went ice skating and took the kids and my Canadian buddy. He came out for a little ice skate. And I wanted to post this picture because my buddy Alex is so excited, and my kids look like they're in a hostage video. Just like, all right, who's this weird guy?
More Emily than Sam. Sam looks like he's okay with it. Like he'd rather go with this guy. He's not coming home with you. And Emily is like, Daddy, get me out of here. Yeah. Get me out of here.
Yeah. So that was fun. The next up, I shot a couple of, well, maybe we'll talk about that during the portrait section.
Okay.
Maybe that's part of it.
There's a lot of stuff for the monthly challenge.
There's a lot. We shot a lot. I shot a lot leading up to mine and then shot mine. So let's just get right into that. All right. Photo challenge / topic this week is our monthly challenge for November, and that is portrait. And so let's have a look at, we have a few submissions from the listeners this month. So let's start in no particular order. We got JPEG22 up first. Now, this is his first.
Darth Vader. This is Darth Vader.
He doesn't not look like your brother-in-law. Is he your brother-in-law's brother.
Really?
M-Dub? A little bit.
Okay. All right. Maybe. A little bit. Cross between him and Darth Vader.
Yeah, sure. Did Darth Vader have a beard?
Maybe. Okay. At some point. There's no way he was shaving it all the time.
That's why would you? You have the mask on. That's right.
Yeah.
Especially during the playoffs, too. You're not going to bother. All right. So this is JPEG.22. His first real attempt at a self-portrait. One light handheld. I like that style. The 6-inch softbox. I'm assuming that's the kind of the one that we have. That little
number. For your flash, right?
Yeah, that little Velcro one that we have.
Yeah, sure.
Probably something like that. And here's where it gets interesting. Optically triggered with an on-camera flash set to 1/128th power, and he stops it down to f/16, which is funny because I was actually doing this maneuver yesterday with the little on the Fuji, the little on-camera flash down to 1/64th power at like an f/11 so that it would not even register. Like it doesn't even show up in the image, but it does enough to trigger my two SB 26s optically.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty awesome. It's pretty great setup. And in fact, sometimes it'll even, without actually making, you know, any light on your subject, it will provide a nice little catch light in the eyes still, though. So it's 2-for-1 on that one.
Okay.
So very cool. All right. thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I like it. It's a good start. It might be a little bit dark for my tastes, but that's a taste issue. Got nothing mm-hmm. to do with not being a good photo. Yeah, I like the composition. I think there's probably a better photo in here with another light.
Possibly, yeah.
But again, that's an artistic taste. So no, I like for one light, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my positives on this are being handheld. Doesn't make it easy. Like handheld on yourself doesn't make it easy. And so being able to get a catch light in both eyes is impressive. Typically, and normally I tend to not light people on like a broad light. It's like, this is more of a broad lighting scenario. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's pretty close because when your face is straight on, there's really no
short side. I look at it as broad though too. I would think of it, of this. As
I broad. Do. And I think it's because he is on the camera, right. And they're, you know, therefore the lights, to me, it feels like a broad light. I would typically light this from as a short lighting, but it works just fine. I have no issue with this at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, clearly our winner this month. This is John Brame from Groton, New York. This is his self-portrait, which is fine. But his wardrobe, I think, is he wins.
Yeah, it's great, great wardrobe.
I'm not joking. I mean, okay, it doesn't win. He definitely says he's sucking up. Well done. I got to tell you, I mean, the portrait aside, I very much appreciate when ever anybody buys a t-shirt.
Yes, me too.
It is weird. It is nicely, in a nice way, it is very weird and kind of blows my mind a little bit that somebody in wherever Groton, New York is, I'm assuming upstate. We're going to go ahead and say upstate. Because everything, it's Manhattan and then upstate, right? Is that how it works?
I don't know.
All right. Who am I asking? We'll stick to one. You were just at New York in Vegas, weren't
hey,
you?
Do you want to know what I think about this photo?
Yeah.
This guy, and I'm sure, I hope he's listening, but if he is listening, I'm sure someone has made this comment to him before, or maybe it's just the lighting in this photo. But this fella looks a lot like wrestling hardcore legend Bubba Ray Dudley. So for anybody who's looking at this photo online, all you need is like the Drew Carey thick glasses. And okay. this guy is hardcore wrestling legend Bubba Ray Dudley.
He's not. I'm looking at him now. It's yeah. So if John here went next Halloween dressed up as Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, I think that would cause some confusion.
Okay. All right.
It's those glasses kind of.
Yeah.
But you're right. Bubba Ray. Yeah. I did not know who Bubba Ray Dudley is, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
He's kind of a big deal.
Okay. So here we go. This is more of a short light. Not more of it. It is a short light situation. Looks good. Again, two catch lights, self-portrait's not easy. Well done.
Yeah, I agreed. I like it.
All right, next up is Pixelscaper. Another attempt at this concept, black light and plasma sphere. What do you think of this?
It's pretty cool.
I saw this painted on the side of a van, and then some other jokes about the 70s.
I like it. I'm not sure how the hair works with the black light. Is that just because it's light colored hair? Like,
I'm assuming she's got some spray in there.
Okay, something that I'm not going to pretend to know exactly how this works, but it does look very cool.
It looks awesome. It looks awesome. Like, there's got to be some spray going on here that basically lights up part of her face. I'm assuming that there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, and a lot of work that probably went into taking this photo. So if this is, if the primary use for this was the Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, then I'm honored. But I hope you had you had another use for this in addition to that.
If it not, is, it just for us, wasted. I'm honored. Not like buying a t-shirt honored, but
right.
You know, there's
yeah.
That.
It's cool.
It is very cool. Now, my only concern is that I'm assuming that you're now on a watch list, though, because if you own both a plasma and a Woods Light, you're probably being looked at by the FBI.
Okay, all right.
Just ahead, I'm just a call. This looks like this is very science worldy kind of really cool looking. I did not expect this when I threw out the portrait challenge. Very cool. Well done.
Outside the box. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Outstanding. All right. Next up. Now these next couple are, I think, kind of funny and well done. Very, very great images, but kind of a irony, not irony, huge coincidence, I suppose.
Okay.
So next up is Matthew Martin photo from Victoria, British Columbia. And evidently her daughter was bucked off her horse and looks a little banged up. So he shot a fighter's portrait.
It's awesome.
It is cool.
Yeah, I like it.
But yeah, very cool. Looks like hard light coming from each side. Is that probably accurate? Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, which looks really cool. Love, you know, the black background works. The sort of having, you know, when you light someone like this, like an athletic portrait, sort of from the sort of backslash side lighting, it looks very dramatic, very cool. I like what's going on here. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
However, the weird part is, now skip ahead two of them, and you'll see our friend Marion Maid from Ontario, so quite a ways away, shot a very similar style. The black background and the light. I'm guessing it wasn't coordinated. It just what kind of a coincidence that these kind of got posted roughly at the same time.
Okay.
You're not quite as blown away as me.
No, I'm not.
Okay. It's really far away, though.
Yeah, Ontario. It's true. Yeah, yeah. No, it is. Okay. You're right. You're good. Yeah.
Okay, so thoughts on this one? Because he posted three.
Which one? The kid one? Or which one are we talking about?
We're going to the kid one. We're going to his son first. I think his son is probably... Yeah, I'm guessing the son is the one he's submitting. So that's the one we'll talk about. We'll talk about all three quickly, but that's the one I'm assuming he's mentioning.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I like it. I'm not 100% sold on the looking way up and away. Like I don't know. It's not a thing for me. Mm-hmm. If you get it in a candid way, and there's a story to what they might be looking at, but in a portrait, and same thing with the Bubba Ray Dudley, like, you know, the looking up and off in a black background type portrait. I'm not sure. Okay. Again, a personal taste thing. The lighting is good. I like what the lighting is doing here. But I'm not sold on for a child portrait. The look of wonder, great, but it's a black background, clearly staged photo, right?
My guess is he's experiencing a little bit of what I'm going through with my kids, and he probably wasn't super cooperative.
Oh yeah, no, I can understand that part for sure.
So I'm guessing that was part of it. Other than that, really great. My one criticism of this one and the next one, he shot one of his daughter as well. Which is probably the same setup, but her looking down. I like the skin tones in his son's one better. I wonder if he's changed anything a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Brought up the shadows a little bit. Either one's very, very good. My one bit of constructive criticism, given the medium that we're publishing this on, being Instagram, is I probably would have cropped a version. Now, he probably shot this so he can get it printed and, you know, get a 8x12 or whatever it is at his house, which is one thing, but posting it to Instagram, I would go with either a square or an 8x10 vertical for both of these shots, just especially his son, just to maximize your screen usage. Would you prefer this in a square crop or as the wide as it is?
No, I'm with you. I would crop this as a square. Yeah, especially in a black background.
Well, the nice thing about the black background is that you can crop it this way, you know, one way for Instagram, and then you can go wide. You want to get it printed? Boom, you got plenty, you know, plenty of black available. Now, I'm guessing it's based on, not based on, probably just coincidence as well, is that. As we'll talk about later, when I shot a setup shot for my portrait, my son said, "Hey, Dad, I want to take your picture." So we flipped it around and he snapped my photo, and that's what happened right here. So his daughter wanted to snap a portrait of him. I think his daughter is probably a better photographer than Marion.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the same subject matter to work with. Yeah. Like the lighting was good. Yeah.
Mine was a light burn.
Yeah.
And she knows how to pose people, obviously.
Yeah.
Just to call it back for you. I thought you'd call it back, but you didn't.
No. You're the pregnancy thing? Yeah.
Right. That's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Yes. So, all around, go.
No, I was going to say he looks like a little bit of Bubba Ray Dudley's opponents look like at the end of a hardcore match.
Oh, you mean Barry O?
No, I just mean got hit by a table.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Just pushing. I don't know. I like the lighting. I like the black background. I like that. And yeah, I part of what I like is, now I could be way wrong here, is so Marion's been listening to the show. I know that's not his actual name, but I don't know if he doesn't publish his actual name. So, you know, just so you know, I know.
Right.
I'm guessing, so he's been listening for a long, long time. So I'm guessing back when we started 9 years ago, I'm going to suppose that he was not able to take a photo like this, with this kind of lighting, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I'm not suggesting that, not taking credit.
No, you are suggesting that. That's exactly what you're suggesting.
Nope. What I'm suggesting is I appreciate people who stick with things. Like, we don't make anybody a better photographer. We, you know, sort of introduce information that we have, you know, collected over the years, and people then have to do that work themselves. And I appreciate that he's really done this work himself. Like, he's gotten way, way, way better, really, really skilled over the years, and really great job.
I'm not gonna back you on that.
You're taking full credit? Okay, Adam's taking full credit. I don't see it that way, but, you know.
No. I was just not backing you on that he's gotten a lot better. I look at that portrait, and I just see that, you know, he's got a smug
iPhone
look.
Snapshot.
He's got a smug look on his face.
So he should.
And we'll knock that smug look right off his face.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Adam.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Just... Who declared war? Next up, JC Russo, my daughter in her natural state, Delaware. No, silly. All right. So she's goofing around. I like this shot. There's a couple of things I really like about this besides the silly face, which is nice. What are they? What is it that I like?
You like the light?
He's placed her right on that knife edge of light and shadow.
Mm-hmm. It looks cool. And the background cool. just is interesting.
Yes. What ends up, this looks like a fence, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And so we have a number of things going on here. We have depth because, you know, it's going off in the distance. We have great placement of the subject with the light and on the side of the frame. The lines disappearing off into the background give us the depth, but also is a great use of the depth of field. It's not, doesn't go too crazy too fast, but it does blur out pretty quickly. I think about the right amount, so you can still see what's going on, but it doesn't just detract from the subject. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Do you want to go back and make fun of Marion again?
Or? Yeah, I do.
No. All right, next up, Roger Dahlman from Chantilly, Virginia. Family shoots can sometimes be a challenge when one of them doesn't like to smile. Okay. But he managed to get him to smile. You can read the rest if you like. But thoughts on this one?
I love the Ghostbusters.
Yes. That was
I like it. It's an interesting background. I'm not exactly like, what is this? A carriage, some piece of equipment, some big kind of machinery.
This is the guy who takes a tractor photo every year. So
yeah, I don't know. It sort of has elements of carriage and tractor all rolled into one, but
sure.
It's a cool background, and I love the Ghostbusters logo, and he got a smize, like the smile with the eyes. So it's good. The light's nice.
The light is what makes this. I mean, I like what's going on, but the light, not just the even light of it, like we have some shape to his face. It's not just flat. Yet it's
the
nice
hair light
even.
Is good too. The hair is really kind of lit up nicely. Yeah,
everything sticks out, and overall, again, I'm not the best guy to make the judgment call on this one, being colorblind. But to me, the color balance here is spot on. It is the perfect. The skin tones are the perfect bit of warm without going too much. Well done. Love this one.
Okay.
All right. Next up, someone stole from you, but they stole it ahead of time.
Okay. I'm okay with stealing, you know.
Yeah, but they stole it like months ago. So in theory, you stole from them.
Okay. All right.
So this is DC Holloway. This is the one where he basically says, "Hey, two hosers, I actually took this snap a few weeks ago, but after Adam's smoke portrait, I thought I'd submit it."
Cool.
So you're an influencer now, Adam.
Yeah. All right. Do I get money?
Yeah, it's really quite cool, though. I mean, look back to when you were this age. How many birthday photos did you have like this?
Zero. I don't think I have any documentation of having a birthday.
Really?
No, there's one. There's one photo of me, like, I want to say I'm like eight, blowing out some
birthday candles. Gotta be at a McDonald's.
No, but I think it's a Superman cake, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I like this one. I'm just, in my, in maybe, again, this is an Instagram thing, I feel like it should be tighter.
It could be tighter. Yeah, you don't need all the extra black space around the top, probably. But maybe you do. Maybe that's what makes it.
And again, my immediate sort of impulse would be, had I shot the exact same photo and left the edge room, is that I would have gone in real tight on this, just because I want to see more of the detail, and maybe I'm just blind and the screen I'm looking at isn't quite big enough for me, but yeah, I would have gone bigger. I'm zooming in on it. That's my take, is that love it. I would have cropped it tighter.
Okay. I can go either way. I'm a negative space kind of guy. Although I probably lean towards having more of it on the top than on the bottom. Like, I would shift it down. So if that was the case, but that's my own personal taste.
Okay.
Right, next up is New York Heart Photography. Now her picture's a she. She tagged us in this one, so there's no other explanation. All she did was just tag it. And so I'm assuming this is part of the portrait for November.
Okay. It's a portrait.
It's a portrait, and it is November, although it was posted in September.
It's good. I like this one. It's very stylized, I'm going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there's a filter here.
Could be.
Artistic choice of color temperature, because it seems very... is magenta the right color? Magenta?
Maybe.
Pinky?
Yeah.
Okay. But again, there's pink in the background, there's pink in the hair, so maybe that's skewing my brain's perspective of what I'm seeing, but I like it. I like the pose. So Marion, take some clues. Look at this one. Maybe you could get together for a New York Heart Photography tutorial. But no, like, really, really do like the pose, and it suits the subject, I think. And I don't even know the subject. It's just her shape, her hair. There's kind of a nice curve to this photo. And it's really good. I like it.
It is really good. Yeah, this is not the typical photo I know how to pose. One thing I don't know that I would have cropped the hair off, but that could be an Instagram thing. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that part too. Yeah, just maybe just leave the rest of her head in.
All right. And our last entry is a three. It's a three for one. Scott Borowy entered three of them. He's got soon to be Speaker of her house. Okay, so I like the I like this one of the kid. And there's, you know, obviously kid photos great. You can it's great. But what do you like? What do you like best about this one?
Did we get to talk about all three?
We'll blow through them quickly because the last one I was gonna skip the last one, but it's kind of a dig at you, so I kept it.
Oh, I didn't even look at that. Yeah. I like the middle one the best, the one of the two kids. The first one, the thing that catches me is just the huge catch lights, which kind of again
fill look the pupil.
Cool, yeah,
yeah.
So the catch lights kind of make that photo. So just massive catch lights. So either
you're right, the second one is the best one.
A huge umbrella, maybe, or really, really close those umbrellas in order to get the catch lights to appear that large. But otherwise, it's just kind of a eh. The middle photo is terrific. It's the expression. Yes. It's the book. It's the side-by-side feet, the relative size. Yep. It's the fact that those kids look so much alike as they're side-by-side like that. And one with the long hair and one without. But man, those are cute kids.
Yep. Well done. So yeah, I definitely picked the middle one as well. For all those reasons, nice light on there. Catch lights in all four eyes. Well done.
Yeah.
And the last one is a shot at you. It's a duck for Adam from episode 449, Magic Hour. He referenced the actual episode where you took your duck photo.
Oh man, that photo. You know what? When you said that, I'm like, I have no recollection. But there was. Now that you say that, we talked a lot about the duck because I took a terrible photo of the duck crossing at the dike, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, my photo's better.
All right. There you go. All right, let's get into ours.
Oh, no. There's still more.
Oh, no. I'm going to lead in. I have a bunch, actually, but we're not necessarily just... Oh, just sit tight, okay? We heard about your Vegas trip. It was awesome. Oh, buffet, yay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lead into mine, go to yours, and then we'll come back to my actual submission, okay?
Okay.
Because mine was kind of, this is kind of part of the what, you know, you shot was interesting. So I had some friends coming over to shoot some pictures last week, and so I said I wanted to get the studio set up ahead of time really quickly so that when they showed up, we could just start shooting. And so I had my son sit in, and the only reason I mentioned this is because I posted it. I think I posted it. No, I didn't. I posted it on my own Instagram last week. And there's just a nice one of my son sitting in for the light. And then he said, "Hey, Daddy, I want to take one of you." And there it was. So that's what those two are.
Okay.
And then the other one leading into it is I took a picture of Alex, the guy who was in the skating picture. I wanted to shoot a portrait of him wearing my pea coat. Kind of very much in the style of probably my favorite portrait photographer, the guy named Dan Winters. And, so he's shot a number of photos very similar to this, not exactly, but, very, very, very similar. And even one of our listeners noticed the similarities and pointed it out in the comments. Yes. Love Dan Winters. Check him out. But this is just Alex with a simple two light setup.
Cool.
I like the end.
It's interesting. I don't know what to say.
Nothing. Moving on.
It's good. Sure.
Yeah. No, I like really. It. I'm not looking for any adulation.
Okay. You're not getting any.
Yeah. Woo. Okay, now let's see yours here. There's a picture of some goofy kid.
Yeah, that's my goofy kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the whole reason for this, I was just gonna use a Vegas picture for my wife's portrait.
Yeah, and then that was terrible.
I quickly looked at the fact that everyone was doing black background, and then I thought, oh, 2 weeks ago I took a photo of my kid in replacement of his school photo, which he didn't like his smile and wasn't going to order it. And this is the first time he's ever not wanted to order a school photo. So I thought, I'm going to take a white background photo. And as it so happened, he has never had a haircut outside of the dad cut salon at home. And he's never wanted to. He's never wanted to. So his friend and him... we were out somewhere for breakfast, and the dad of the kid was like, "Oh, I'm going to take him for a haircut." And I said, Jack, you want to go with your buddy for a haircut?
Stevenson Barbers?
No, Blundell Barbers. Old school barbershop though. Okay. And anyway, so he was like, yeah, I wanna do it. So this was on the heels of his first ever haircut when we got home. Him and his buddy. I actually took portraits for both of them, and then I took one of them together. But I thought, I'm gonna post this because A, it's commemorative of his first ever haircut. It's was done very quickly with the not the true white background, but with the screen that I put up on weekends to watch movies and sports. So the big screen is just the white backing and just two lights and a reflector. So one light pointed into the background directly behind him, and that's why there's a little bit of fall off at the bottom. It just boom, one light smoking that screen, and then one light camera left, and then a reflector camera right, just to make the shadows less ominous. And boom, the end. And I put them both through it. And again, I use this one because, like I say, it's kind of the opposite to the black background. I mean, it gives a very different feel to a photo using the white versus the black. And I'm surprised nobody else did white. And yeah, short lighting, nothing. I'm just like the smile. The smile that he had is very good for him. Like, he doesn't generally give this kind of smile. And I can't remember what I had to do to get it. I'm sure there was a joke cracked or something. But no, he wouldn't. His natural smile doesn't look like this. It's forced, and it looks like he farted. And this is a nicer smile from him. So there you go. Just a very simple photo. And I liked it better in black and white. So I'll print this for his school photo for this year.
Okay. And the school photo is like, they shoot those like green screen now, don't they?
Yeah, they shoot. And then you pick your weird background, and some of them are like spacey.
Because Randall's son brought his home when I was there in Vancouver, and he wore a green shirt to school.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
This is great. Floating head, just legitimately his floating head and arms. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
But I was like, I don't understand why are they shooting green screen, and why are they going through that extra step of having to add the background in? Why not just bring a roll up, pretend like a photo of a bookcase and hang it behind?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know either. Maybe they find they sell more this way. I don't know.
Making it confusing.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Next up is mine. There's a bunch, so you can figure out which one it is, right?
Sure. Which one is it?
Number 10. Number 10, 465, Alan.
Okay.
She's holding her hands together.
She's holding her hands together?
Yeah.
Oh, because the numbers get cut off on here. So is it the very first one, the gray background, serious one?
Correct. Well, serious. There's some mirth.
Okay. And so... tell us about this. Obviously,
no, you talk about it.
I talked about mine, and now I gotta talk about yours.
Well, she just got her first haircut, so
it looks like there's some hair that probably could have been combed on that right side. Yeah, that hair is a bit of a mess.
That's your takeaway.
Well, I like the photo outside of the messy hair on her right side.
Forget it.
You like the messy hair?
All of it, yep.
So, based on all of the photos, I'm guessing she and you had a hard time figuring out where to pose her hands.
No.
Right? Is that the theme? Well, there's so many different hand placements, and then there's, and the last one, her looking like,
we're not talking about the other ones. We're not talking about the other ones. We're talking
I come back to the first one.
Let's talk about the photo of your son when he was first born. Let's talk about that. You are captain. What else? What else is on?
But I'm just looking. I'm trying to make sense of this one. This one's very serious.
It's not serious at all. Is it serious? It's not.
I don't know. It looks serious. It's not.
It could be. Hey, I'm not going to argue with what you're seeing.
I feel like it's serious.
Okay. What makes you think that?
I don't know. The lighting is serious. Like, it's
we're getting into psychology here.
Her pose is serious. Like, she's got a grip on those hands. Like, she's holding on tight to whatever's going to happen next.
Well, don't make it weird.
No, I also looked at all the other photos, and you've got so many different hand posing gestures. and this goes from serious, and it looks like there's it's a story here. So again, you can't take away the fact that I've now looked at the other photos. You've got serious, which is the one you're showing, and then you've got all kinds of weird, silly ones with different hand placements on the side of her face, both across, like an oh my gosh, a where do I put my hands, a thinker pose with the so that's why I can't now unsee those. You had to just show me the one, and now I put that photo back into context, and I'm like, okay, this is the you told her look serious. You know, really, really grip those hands together.
I have like 40 more that I didn't post that you can see. You can go through them and see if you like.
Okay.
Some are out of focus. Some are the light didn't go, you know, that kind of thing. No, the story is we sat down to shoot this, and I had two basic setups, and this is the one that my son sat in for. And so this is a white background hanging up behind there with one light with a half CTB on it. Basically at 1/64th power, shooting in, like, raking across the background. That's what's causing that shaft of light.
Okay.
Which I lined up to be right kind of sort of where her head would be. And then we have a light in a softbox, camera left, which is just bare. And so I have white balance for that. And that's what's lighting her up. And that's it. But I wanted to do two very quick setups in the exact same spot. So there is a white background version where basically all I do is turn on two other lights that I had already pre-set up to light the background, but had turned them off, shot this one, turned off the rake light, turned the other lights on, and then quickly shot a white background. So it's very, it's seconds apart, really, the two different images. So if you look down at the white background, for example, of her kind of doing, again, with her hand on the face, you can dissect what that means psychologically, if you like.
Sure.
But That was really taken moments after these other ones.
Okay, so now here's what this sequence of photos makes me think of, and this I cannot unthink of this reference. Have you seen Talladega Nights?
No, I just added it to my list the other day, as a matter of fact, and I've never seen it.
Oh my god! Okay, so we've watched it many, many times. Jack and Sarah and I love that movie. But there is a scene, I don't want to spoil this for you, it doesn't really spoil the plot, where Will Ferrell is just kind of won his first race, and he's getting he's getting interviewed on camera, and he can't figure out what to do with his hands. And so his hands keep creeping up into the frame, and it's super funny. You could just basically Google that like 10-second clip. But this makes me think of all of that. She just can't figure out what to do with her hands.
Okay. What an odd takeaway.
No, but I just watched that movie about a week ago, and it still makes me giggle.
See, I love this. And now there's a whole bunch of images here. There's stuff that like I had her pose, and I had an idea. And but what I ended up doing is while we were sitting there, and so she's a friend of mine. You saw her on her picture on the show about a month ago. We shot some photos in town. And so I know her well enough that we were sitting down and was just talking, was kind of ignoring the fact that I had the camera on a tripod and had pre-focused it, because it is, I shot this with the 5D Mark III, which, as you know, I'm still experiencing autofocus issues. So I put it on the tripod, focused via live view manually, and then was just firing away, and basically was kind of talking to her and having her do different things and just kind of catching in between moments. So I had some poses that she did that I liked, which I kept those photos, but it was sort of the transition between her reaching down, grabbing her hands, and that's going from a serious look to a smile. Because look at it, it's a smile, but it's not a smile. It's that in between,
right?
And to me, I loved that very in between moment because it was very genuine versus some of the poses. And but yet we still got great catch lights. We still have like wonderful light on her face. I honestly do not care that her hair is messed up a little bit. I think it adds to it. I have a very solid appreciation for, it's a weird way to say it, for imperfection. Like, I like perfection. I'm a perfectionist. However, in certain situations, and I can't tell you where, I appreciate that sort of perfect imperfection, which is like a really hipster way of saying that. I wish I hadn't said it out loud now. But I do like that. I do like that genuine in-between moment, because there's other times. Now, another one, her friend and a friend of mine was in the room at the same time. And so I had her go and comb her hair at one point. So I was aware of the fact that the hair was a little bit mussed up.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So this it wasn't like I did it on purpose where I messed up her hair, but this is the one I chose because of those imperfections. But okay. Because it's that in-between moment, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, I love this photo.
Okay.
Like, this is one of my favorite photos I've ever done.
No, come on.
I am, yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. I mean, obviously not the hands. The hands are the big... The hands. I'm gonna Photoshop her hands out immediately, and just put giant hooks on them. From now on, I'm gonna shoot
lobster claws. Lobster claws.
Yeah, maybe lobster. I'm probably only gonna shoot Jim. I forgot his name now. You made me forget his name. I had the joke ready to go.
Yeah,
Jim Abbott. I'm gonna shoot Jim Abbott from now on.
Okay.
Just him because of the handful. What's with the hands? Are you? Oh. Big fan of the movie Kingpin, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What it is?
No, it's is no that Talladega Nights.
Is that your hand obsession? Is that your hand obsession?
Seriously, go watch Talladega Nights. It's funny. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so wait a second. So you're putting this up. If I'm putting this up against your photo this month.
Yeah.
It's a tie. You're saying the best case for me, it's a tie.
Yeah, I don't like your photo.
Oh, no, God.
It's again, I think it's a taste thing. I far prefer, like, of your sequence of five shots, it's not even close to me. I like the photo of the white background with the one hand up and the one hand down, not even close with the rest of them. I don't really like the other ones. They're fine. I don't like them though. I like the white on the white. Like, it looks so clean with the reflection. Like, that mm-hmm. to me is more appealing. And then I like it in black and white or color, but I like that. What, and again, maybe it's my Talladega Nights. I like that. What do I do with my hands here? But if she just had the one hand up and down and I didn't see the other ones, I wouldn't know that, what do I do with my hands? I just like that photo.
Okay.
So I and again, in comparison, so it's not, I don't even like the one you chose as the best of that five.
The best of that five. You don't like the okay. Okay.
I think.
Now, so the other part of this too is obviously there's a table down there. So this is my recommendation. I've never thought to bring my white, shiny dining or like kitchen table downstairs. And I thought that would look kind of cool. Like, it would be sort of like disappear into the white background.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really kind of cool, and give that reflection and a little bit of bounce light. So I'm going to be doing that again.
Yeah, that's what I like about
just
that.
Just put hands below the table, though. That's what you're telling me.
No,
Venus de Milo. Hey, Venus de Milo.
I like the hands in that other show. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so of the five, you picked the black and white with the white background.
Yes, definitely. Okay. And the light is just more personality-wise from what it seems like. Just so happy and bubbly and nice. And I'm guessing that's more her personality than the one that you chose, the in-between moment that's just kind of like between the hands, the light in her face. It's just dark. Like, it's a, it's just, and one arm. And again, I don't know if this is a nitpick for me, but on the photo that you like, there's a little tiny gap between her right elbow and her body that's just, mm-hmm. it's unbalanced with the other side that doesn't have that gap, and it looks like her body is leaning, like it looks like her whole body is kind of on an angle because of that gap. Like, there's a bunch of things here that I'm astonished. I'm gonna use the word astonished that this you're claiming is one of your best photos. Totally.
I didn't say best photos. I said one of my favorite photos.
Okay, well, favorite, whatever.
Did I say best?
I don't know. I interpreted best from favorite. You obviously think it's good.
Yeah, you're right. I'm way off.
Do you choose favorite for something crappy?
No. I'm legitimately proud of this photo.
Okay, all right.
So but I guess the point, I'm going to reach out to the listeners at this point. One of us is insane. One of us is clearly losing his GD mind.
See, here's the problem. When you're the cynical one, like when I'm the one that's going to sort of be mean to you. Too many listeners are going to be like, oh, well, you're okay. You're fine. It's
no,
a great photo.
I don't need pity.
Nobody's going to chime in and say your photo sucks. not in our community of people who...
No, this isn't about, not about my photo.
But you're looking for a pat on the back.
No, I'm looking for people to say that you're insane.
Well, that too. You're looking for that
too. Nothing
to
do with me. Here's what I'm looking for. I don't want to hear a thing about the photo. Oh, it's a good photo or a great job. I don't want to hear a thing about that. I want to hear, Alan, you're insane. Or, more likely, Adam, you're insane. That's it. Don't make it about the photo. Don't make it anything. Nothing positive.
They got to look at the photo.
They have to look at the photo, but I don't want a pat on the back.
I'm not looking for external validation. Hey, but listen. I'm not saying it's terrible. I'm just saying, how on earth can you call this one of your favorite photos ever?
Because it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You're crazy on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the problem
is favorite is that thing is that only you get to say favorite. So clearly I am crazy because it's your favorite. And in our world, everyone gets to basically say what's their favorite. I feel this, I feel that. So you're never wrong. That's the bottom line.
I don't want to take that cop out.
But that's the world we're living in.
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting that people write in because I get to have my own favorite and that's that. Okay. Okay. I don't need to hear that this is good, this is not good. What I want to hear is, okay, if this is not good, just Alan, you're crazy. That's all I need to hear.
How about, is this one of your better photo challenges in the last whatever year? For listeners who've seen other
photos. In the last year? No question.
Well, we only done like eight. So that's a tough one. Is this one of your better photos in terms of the listeners' experience?
455 photos.
Yeah, I wouldn't put this in the top 50, even close to the top 50.
Now your job is to go through all of them and pick out the top 50 of mine. On your big screen.
Yeah, sure. We all know how that's going to happen.
I'm going to cast a wide net and say it's the top five.
What?
Yeah.
No, you're not serious.
Okay.
There's five better magazine covers you did for baseball than this.
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
Made a calendar.
Top five is that. Top five is ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even the last photo you took of this girl was better than this.
What do you mean?
There might be five better photos of her that you've taken than this.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
No, she's pretty miserable, so...
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, mostly because we're
agree
time.
To disagree. Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Okay, then. December, the challenge for next month, for December. Got to pick one of those out.
Okay.
Now, I have one.
Yeah.
But considering that you almost phoned yours in this month. Almost.
No, I didn't.
You just about used up until like we were already recording and you changed your mind. You were going to use a snapshot you took of your wife on the street.
Right.
That was legit. Now, you saved it. I won't say you phoned it in because you did post an actual portrait of your kid.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other things too, I'm not suggesting that this weighs in on it at all. I was very specific. I did not want to shoot a portrait of my kids because I don't know about you. I feel like it's kind of my fallback. I go to, it's very, very easy out to shoot pictures of my kids for this. I'm trying hard not to do that.
Right. But you shoot many more photos of your kids than I do now. I don't get to shoot my kids very often. I can't remember the last photo I took of Sarah. She just not interested. And Jack too. So if I can somehow manage to get a photo out of them and a photo challenge, to me, that's a freaking win.
So the part of my deal though is, like we talked about it a while ago, is that, you know, with the idea being more artistic and creative, etc. I'm trying to take a lot more portraits of other people, like of you know, for people I know, but I also want to expand that and just start going and taking a lot more portraits of different people. Obviously I'll do better next time. I feel like I really, really failed you on this one.
Yeah.
But so that's something else. So for December, I do have one that is going to be actually rather challenging. And we didn't, I mean, we got a lot of people submitted at the very last moment on this one, which maybe portraits is a very you know, difficult challenge. I have one that I think is even more difficult, but it's called Photo Challenge.
Right.
It's okay. And so this one's called Hand Placement.
No, it's
not. It's not called Hand. No, it isn't called. Come on. No, for December challenge, I would like to do orange and blue. It's that time of year where you have that light, that amazing blue light. We're going to add some orange to it, for example, like it's that time of year, for example, it's getting very cool out. Maybe you're having a fire inside, so there's that kind of feeling. You have the orange inside, the blue outside. I'm not saying that's what your photo has to be of. I want you to mix orange and blue. Orange and teal is kind of the catchphrase.
Yeah.
But December challenge is orange and blue. Post that on Instagram, hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, actually tag us right in the photo at Two Hosers. What some people are doing is mentioning us in a comment saying, hey, at Two Hosers, blah, 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 which is good. But believe it or not, when I have to go back and find that like 3 weeks later, it's not as easy to do as if I'm tagged in it. Make sense? Not to you, Adam. You don't
know. No, I've no idea.
Why are her hands there?
Not an Instagrammer, so I have no idea.
Obviously. So, yeah. Hashtag either of those, even better, tag us in the actual photo and we'll make sure we see it. We'll talk about it at the end of the year, which is the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. I got one of those too. You know why? Hardest working guy on this podcast.
Who?
Well, me.
Oh, okay.
What, that was okay. Softbox. I got away from shooting with a softbox for a while and got back into it. Gridded softbox was the photo challenge you saw was actually gridded even. And so the challenge for next week, Adam, is softbox.
Okay.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.